Well, a massive opportunity for Falcon Heights and sort of a sad end to a chapter for the University of Minnesota putting its golf course up for sale. The Les Bolstad Golf Course will shutter down at the end of this season. And it's a lot of land. You think about that area near the U's St. Paul campus, near the State Fair. You're talking about 141 acres right in the heart of the city. We want to visit with Alice Roberts Davis, who is Vice President for University Services at the U of M. And she's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Alice, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
What went into the decision to say, look, we got to put this thing up for sale?
This was a decision that we took very seriously. We did not make this decision lightly, and we recognize that the course holds generations of memories for the community, and so it's something that we've been very thoughtful about. But we are in really different and constrained economic times, and the golf course, frankly, needs a lot of investment. It needs a lot of work, both the course itself and also the clubhouse. And under those circumstances and these times, it makes sense for us to continue to focus on our core mission of teaching and research and outreach for the university and go ahead and divest of the golf course.
I've read, we're talking at least $10 million of kind of deferred maintenance and investment to kind of keep the thing going. And the U tried to get private donors, and there just wasn't. It's a tough deal. You're like, all right, do you keep this sort of aging golf course, or do you try to pour this money into other facilities? And there's a lot of needs throughout the campus system, for sure.
That's absolutely true. We have a very large backlog in all of our facilities, and the golf course, frankly, does not address a core mission for the university. What we would have to invest would be at least $3 million in the irrigation system, which, frankly, could go at any point in time right now. Yeah. And then the clubhouse needs between $7 and $10 million of reinvestment, depending on what type of programming we wanted to have in that space. And so as we've looked at the different opportunities for philanthropic giving, we just have not uncovered anyone who's willing to give that sizable a donation for the golf course.
So what happens next? It's such a big chunk of land. Is the hope to sell it to one developer, or what are the conversations that are going on as far as how that's going to go?
So state law is really clear about how this works. Well, first we will bring this forward to the Board of Regents at Regents meeting later this week. And then under state law, what we'll have to do is offer it to other public entities first. So the state, the county, the city will all have an opportunity to claim the land and purchase it at a fair market value. If none of those entities move forward, then we would do appraisals for the sale of the land. And yes, a private developer could bid and be ultimately the winner in that scenario.
What now, as far as the golf programs at the U, those teams they don't play there, right?
That's true. We do a lot of practicing, and those practice facilities will still be there. The John W. Moody Golf Facility is not part of the sale. As you know, there's also a soccer stadium. The Elizabeth Lyle Robbie Stadium is also adjacent, and that will also not be part of the sale. So it will really just be the driving range and the course itself.
When you look at, do you have guesses yet on what kind of value or how much money that you could get from a sale like this? I would think it would be significant. This is such a great location right in the heart of the metro.
It is a great location. We don't know what the value of the land will be until we do two independent appraisals, but our plan is to use any funding that we receive in the sale of the property to reinvest in our core mission, and hopefully a lot of that investment will go right back into the St. Paul campus.
Alice Roberts Davis is the Vice President for University Services at the U of M. That St. Paul campus, one of the challenges about this location is certainly with the size of the Twin Cities campus, that you probably could use more housing. There's a lot of stuff you could do if you had more land, but this is by the St. Paul campus. Like, it's not, as far as strategically for the U to figure out what you would do with that land, it doesn't necessarily make sense, does it?
That's true. We did a Twin Cities campus study in 2021, and we identified this as an opportunity area rather than space that's needed for our academic research or agricultural use. And so just based on the location and the topography and the infrastructure there, we think that it's probably suitable for a use that's not associated with the university.
Now, there's certainly has been a lot of conversation. This news came out on Friday, the same time that the U announced they were going to ask for a big one of the biggest tuition hikes in a decade. What is the budget challenge? You know, obviously, state legislators are trying to iron out a budget today, but the U is saying that times are very challenging. What is the situation?
Well, we have a lot of pressures right now. Cost of goods has gone up. We have a very unsure federal landscape as far as what federal funding will look like. State funding has not been consistent. And so we are really looking at a very challenging environment for finances right now. We have to be good stewards of the funding that we do receive.
Yeah, I know they had told us last week that there was going to be a bonding bill that would do some repairs. Obviously, your focus is on the facilities. And you know, you got a lot of, I mean, the U has a lot of world-class, beautiful facilities. And the U has a lot of dumpy facilities that have been neglected for years by the state and deferred maintenance. And it's just not as sexy to fix up an old building as it is to build a new one. It's there are a lot of needs out there, aren't there?
That's absolutely right. We estimate our 10-year backlog to be about $6 billion, and we need about $200 million a year just to not fall into further disrepair and deferred maintenance backlog at the university. And so we're really struggling with our facilities, and we're challenged because there are other states who have great facilities, and they lure away some of our top talent, and that's something that could be a long-term workforce challenge for the state of Minnesota if we're not smart about how we invest in our university.
Alice, your job sounds terrible.
It's actually the best job. It's great.
Awesome. Well, I know a lot of golfers are going to be sad about losing that golf course, but I'm excited about the opportunity as far as the U being able to reinvest that money, and certainly for the East Metro to be able to have a big chunk of land like that for hopefully some affordable housing options and different things like that to make Falcon Heights even stronger. So it could be a net good thing in the future.
We do hope that people will see it as an opportunity for Falcon Heights and St. Paul. So we're looking forward to what comes next.
Alice Roberts Davis, University of Minnesota Vice President. Appreciate the time. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You know, Alice handled very, very well me saying that I think her job is terrible. I mean, that when she said what the backlog is, I mean, you think your house like has a couple of projects that you need done around it? My goodness. Be glad the University of Minnesota is not your house. It's 4:46. We're going to break. When we come back, science could get rid of the mosquito for real. Get rid of the mosquito forever. Would you want them to do it? I think, I don't know. I'll talk about the conflict on that one when we come back. 651-461-9226. If science could eradicate the mosquito, would you go for it? That when we come back.